Good afternoon and thank you. I want to start this and open it up by thanking Eric Studisville, our interim head coach, under some very adverse circumstances. I know Eric wished the results on the field for the 4 weeks in which he was the interim coach were better, but he brought a lot of positive energy and passion to the job every day, and I know everybody in the building, employees, players, coaches, really appreciated that. And I don't know if Eric is here, but he deserves thanks from the organization for his efforts. And we look forward to him in the process as we move forward. Today is a great day and a very exciting day for our organization. John Elway, as was released earlier today to all of you, is our new Executive Vice President of Football Operations. He will oversee all of football operations for the club. The structure will have both the head coach and the general manager reporting directly to John. And what he brings to this job is this. He will bring great football knowledge. He will bring common sense and intelligence, competitive fire, leadership, a clear vision of where we need to go from this point on, and most importantly, a complete and clear understanding and appreciation of what the Denver Broncos mean to this community, to our fans, and to Pat Bowlen. And with that, I'd like Pat to come up and say a few words.
Obviously, there's a lot of things that I can say about John, but I'm just going to say a few. When I came in as the owner in 1984, John had just completed his first season as the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And it didn't take me long to realize that I had a great treasure, I guess would be a way to put it. I didn't know much about it. And I learned a lot from John and over the years. And now I couldn't be happier to have him here joining the staff of the Denver Broncos, actually running football operations. I mean, I can't think of a better job and a better guy to do that job than John Elway. And I look forward to great things in the future. I think John will return this team to a very high level of competitiveness. I think we'll win some more Super Bowls. And I won't be saying this one's for John. Maybe be saying this one's for Pat.
I hope so.
So without anything any more from me, I'm going to bring John up.
Thanks, boss.
I like the sound of that.
John, Eric.
Well, thank you. I got to tell you this. This is, I wish I could tell you how thrilled I am to be here. This is what I've wanted to do for a long time. And it's really exciting for me. I'm going to tell you this. I never thought I'd say this, but it is damn nice to see you all. And I'm looking forward to a long relationship. And you know what? It's, as I said, I'm so excited about it. The Denver Broncos are in my blood. They always have been. And it is really a thrill to be back. I'd like to thank Mr. Bowlen for giving me this opportunity. You know, obviously we've had a great relationship for a long, long time. He's given me so much in my life as a player and as a friend. And for me to have this opportunity is, I thank him very much. And I can tell you this, my greatest asset is my competitiveness. And I give everything I can to return this team to the way it was back in the day when we were winning championships into playoffs and winning AFC championships, AFC West, and I will do everything that I can to do that. Why am I here? I love the Broncos. And I think that Mr. Bowlen understands who I am. He understands, and I think where I think is the greatest compliment to me is he trusts me running the football operations. And because of my experience here and having played here for 16 years, I understand what the Broncos are all about. They're about the integrity, about the winning, and about the things that you do and how you handle yourself, not only as a player, but in the front office. And that's what Mr. Bowen has brought here, that winning culture that he's brought. Heck, since Mr. Bowen has been the owner, we're the second most winning, we have the greatest second greatest winning percentage of all the clubs in the NFL. And so that shows you what kind of leadership that has been provided by Mr. Bowen and the opportunities that he's provided us all. And so I really treasure the trust that he's bestowed on me. And I say that, and I say what I know about the Broncos, as I know how important it is for this region and all the Bronco fans out there. I understand the relationship, which is unique to the Denver Broncos over any other team in the NFL, and the fact that Denver Bronco fans have an emotional connection to the Denver Broncos. And they love them, and there's a connection there. And the last thing, this is the first time since I've been here that we really kind of felt like we lost that connection with the Broncos and the fans. And the first time that having been in the community of hearing Bronco fans, wonder what was going on over there at Dove Valley. And I would tell you this, and he's bestowed it on me to make sure that we never lose that connection, because that, other than winning, that's the most important thing that this organization wants, and that's that relationship with the fans. And so it's important that we never lose that. I will say this, so about me, I will say this. My success has always been attributed to teams, whether it be in the car business, in the restaurant business, or playing football. I've always been around teams. I believe that my greatest strength, other than my competitiveness, is working with people and creating a great team atmosphere. And I think that's the most important thing that we can do as an organization, especially on the football side. We have to be great in the personnel department. We have to be great in the coaching staff, and we have to be great on the field. Now, back when we were winning championships, that's what we were. We had a great coaching staff, we had great personnel, and we won on the field. And for us to get back to where we were, we've got to have all those aspects, and I look forward to leading that charge. Now, what do we have in front of us? We got a lot of work to do. You know, obviously, everyone's disappointed with the year that the Broncos had this year that we've had. But what do we do? Where do we get started? Well, the first thing we're going to do is retain Brian Zanders as our GM. You know, Brian's a guy that is smart. He's organized. He's loyal. He's experienced. He's worked for a lot of great people and understands the game of football. He was a player. He coached on offense, defense, and been in many personnel situations. And he's going to lead up the personnel department, as well as run the day-to-day operations. And I'm going to be hand-in-hand with Brian working with him. But he's a guy that's been in a situation, was awarded that title, but never given the chance to really be the general manager of the Denver Broncos. And he's going to be awarded that chance. I will say this again. I go back to what's made me, is I've always had great partners. I got Tim Schmidt in the restaurant business, Mitch Pearson, my partner in the car business. And I believe in great partnerships, and I believe that's how you win, and that's how you're successful, no matter what business you're in, and that's how we're going to be successful here. I'm going to work hand-in-hand with Brian, as well as the new head coach. We're all going to work hand-in-hand and work to get a consensus to figure out what's the best for the Denver Broncos, not only right now, but in the future, because this organization is going to be around a long, long time. There's a heck of a legacy that Mr. Bowen has created, and it's up to us to carry that legacy on. And I, again, go back and tell you how much I appreciate the opportunity to be able to carry that legacy on for what Mr. Bowen's all about, because what he started and what he will finish, and being a part of that is obviously an honor. Now, we've got to get a head coach hired. We don't know who that is yet, but we're going to go out and find the guy that best fits the Denver Broncos. Now, what does that mean? Well, he's got to understand the relationship, as I talked about earlier, of the fan connection to the Denver Broncos. And he's got to be able to embrace that for us to be successful, and for us to be successful not only on the field, but also with the fans. And so that's going to be important. You know, he's got to be a leader. He's got to be passionate. He's got to be a great competitor. I mean, everybody, the success that we had and the guys that I played under, Dan Reeves, Mike Shanahan, those guys were as competitive as anybody I've ever been around. And I think the next guy has to have that same level of competitiveness to be successful. So obviously that's going to be a big part of it. He's got to have the knowledge of the game. That's where they were very good also. Mike is a master of X and O's, and hopefully we can find that guy. The next guy is going to be the master of those X's and O's and does a great job in-game as well as the week before in the preparation. And also, I think it, more importantly, is work with people. And again, I go back to the thing, I am a team guy. We won Super Bowls because I walked into a huddle with 10 under guys. There was a play called, and not everyone, I guarantee it, not every time a play was called, everybody in that huddle agreed with the play that was called. But the bottom line is we trusted each other and got everything moving in the right direction and did the best we can to make that play work. And that's the same thing we're going to do with this organization. I'm going to work hand-in-hand with Brian, and I'm going to work hand-in-hand with the GM, as well as Brian and the head coach working together. And I call it, like I told Joe, it's going to be a three-legged stool. And we're going to work to get consensus. And hopefully we come out of that with the best decision that's the best for the Denver Broncos. Now, obviously, Mr. Bowen has given me the power to overrule anybody. But if I were ever to do that, it would be only in the sense that it's got to be the best thing for the Denver Broncos. So, as I said, I bring passion to this. This is something I've worked for. I've been in the Arena League. Obviously, it's not at the same level as the NFL. But again, I go back to my strengths, and that's working as a team. Knowing how to win, knowing what it takes to win, and we got to find the best players. Brian knows the expectations of him now. There's no more hiding about everything else. Brian is going to be out front. I've met with Brian for 3 days in the last couple of weeks, and he's ready for that challenge, and I think he can do that. And he's excited about it. We're excited about trying to find that next coach, and it's going to be important that we get that in line as soon as we can. But also, we do have a process that we have to follow. So I will tell you this. I'm excited now as I was 27 years ago when we were up off 54th Avenue or 54th Street. And it's something that I know one thing, that I do have to start a little bit faster than I started last time, which I plan on starting a heck of a lot faster. But again, I know that I got a great team around me, and we're going to continue. Brian is happy with his personnel department. Obviously, they're going to be a big part of that. And I look forward to getting to know them and working with everybody there. We're not going to be all Chiefs, and we're not going to be all Indians, but we got to all work together to get the same thing. And that's, again, I know Woody. You said we want to go back, and where's Woody? I saw him walk in. There he is. You know you want world championships, and so do we. But it's going to take some time for us to do that, obviously, with what happened last year. But I will tell you this. Again, when you go back to the culture of the Denver Broncos, and the culture is winning, and the culture is competing for world championships because we've been there before. And we know we can do it. And it's our challenge to get us back. Other than what I've talked about, what are some of the emphasis that we have to have? We have to get better on defense. There's no question about that. But I think the number one way we do that, we got to get some continuity on the defensive side. We got to get some continuity where guys are under the same system year in and year out and can go out and play. And number two, and I think it's really important, we're going to ask for the fans' help here. We need to win at home. We've lost our home field advantage. And you know what? That is something that we got to get back. And we can't lose that because I know one thing. When we played Mile High and they came in to play us, they didn't want any part of us. And they knew it was an uphill battle when they came into Mile High Stadium. And so that is another thing that's very important for us to get back is to protect Mile High Stadium, protect our turf up here at 5,824 feet or what? I don't know, 5280, there we go. You would think I would know that having lived here that long, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. And so I'm passionate, thrilled to death. As I said, it's actually nice to see you guys and look forward to working with you as we go forward. So with that said, I guess, Patrick, we open up some questions.
John, why did it take you so long to rejoin the franchise? Like, congratulations
on the new job. Well, thank you. You know, I think that it was a process. I wasn't ready 4 years ago or 5 years ago. I think with where I was in my life, with my kids, where my kids were, still in high school and still growing up, I don't think the situation was right. And obviously, in the situation that happened, it was unfortunate when it happened, the way things happened last year, but the stars have aligned. And I think the timing has been perfect, not only for me, but for the Broncos and Mr. Bowen. And so, as I said, I didn't want to coach because I didn't want to spend that time. My dad was a coach. And I didn't want to spend the time, not that I didn't want to spend the time, but I wanted the flexibility to be able to see my kids play sports. And they were all athletes. I got to go to all their games. I got to coach my son and Pop Warner, coach him a little bit in high school. So that was important for me to be able to do that. And that's why I say there's not a better time. You know, the stars have aligned. I will say this, I've played quite a bit of golf. I'm going to tell you, I'm not done playing golf, but I'm not going to play nearly as much as I was.
John, using the phrase, the buck stops here, does the buck stop with you?
It does. As far as protection and protecting the Bronco brand and what we're doing on the offensive side, not on the offensive side, but the football operation side, it's going to stop with me. But again, as I talked about in my opening remarks, it's my style to work with everybody and to come to a consensus with the best answer. And I believe that the more better people I get around me, I will hire to my weaknesses. I like people to teach me what I don't know. And obviously I've got some strengths. I can help the quarterbacks. I can do those type of things, offensive side. There's a lot of things. I know what I don't know, and I'm going to hire to what I don't know. And Brian knows a lot what I don't know, and that's on the personnel side. And I'm looking forward to getting into that. And obviously, personnel comes down to a lot of film study. I've been watching film for the last couple of weeks. And I will tell you this, it was exciting to watch film again. So.
John, you've been very praiseful of Brian, but what separates Brian from Josh McDaniels? Why was there a difference that you decided to keep about Brian?
Well, I think having met with Brian, as I said, going back and checking some references on Brian and talking to Mr. McKay down there at the Falcons and the recommendations that came in on Brian, I can't speak a whole lot to what went on before I was here with Brian and Josh. You can talk to him about that. But I will say this, is that the understanding that we all believe was true, that it was hand-in-hand with Brian and Josh, did not work out that way. And it would turn into a one-man show there. And so Brian is a guy, and where I appreciate what he did, he respected the chain of command. And so he did what he needed to do to support Josh and what he was doing as he understood the chain of command and the way it went. So I would say this, the chain of command, obviously I have the last say, but again, I talk about the consensus of not knowing what I don't know, as well as consensus with Brian and as well as the new head coach.
John, did you consider any other candidates for
gentlemen? No, we didn't. We talked about that and really thought that Brian deserved a chance and an opportunity, and having met with him, understanding, having him take me through his whole system, and the systems that he has been under, the GMs that he's been under, have all been good systems, and he's had the ability to be able to mold those whole things that he thinks is the best system for the Denver Broncos, and that's the one he's going to use. And I believe he deserves that opportunity to use that system, and obviously he's going to be accountable, and so he'll work hard and be diligent about it, and I'm confident that it'll work out. Condoleezza? I talked to Condoleezza. She's from here, so we talked a little bit about Denver. So it was nice talking to her. But I did see Jim down there. I did mention to him, I understood that everything that was going on, did not want to take a lot of his time, having with a game that he had to play and everything that he had to do with it. But I did mention to him that if he decided that he wanted to make a jump to the NFL and wanted to go the NFL direction, that the Denver Broncos would be interested. Obviously, he's had great success at Stanford, done a heck of a job there. It was great for me as an alumni to actually go to an event where Stanford was a darn good football team and go down to the Orange Bowl and experience that and see the guys that I had played with when I was back in college. And so I did mention to that. I also told Jim, I said, I understand the difference between college and the NFL, and it's a different animal. And that's really his decision that he needs to make, whether he'd like to stay in college. We're not going to talk him out of staying in college because it's two different animals. But if he is interested in making the jump to the NFL, that we would be very interested in talking to him.
How long is your list of coaching prospects, and what do you expect to learn during that process about the franchise from the different football manager we bring in?
Well, I think it's important for us, number one, we've got Perry Fuel. We've got permission to talk to Perry. We're going to talk to Eric. We're talking to Mark Malarkey on Friday, I believe. And we still have a left that we still have another list that we've got to get a hold of some guys to get permission to talk, which we haven't got yet, so I'm not going to go any deeper from that. But obviously, anytime you go through the interview process, you want to find out what people think of your team. And I think that's the most important thing, an outside view from other people looking from the outside, exactly what they look, what they see in our team. And then also, you can, find out systems about them and what kind of nature they are, how they would handle certain situations. And so I think those are the type of things that we can learn. But the main thing is you know, an evaluation of what they think of our team right now. Right now, Perry is scheduled for Sunday, I believe.
John, the most popular question in Denver is, what do you think of Tebow? So I'll ask you.
Really?
I'm telling you. What do you think of Tebow?
You know, we had personnel meetings this morning with everybody, with the whole staff, and got through that. And obviously, we talked a lot about Tim. And I've asked everybody if they had a chance to do the deal over that the Broncos did last year, to get Tim, and they all said yes. I think that he has been everything that everybody expected him to be, as far as a person, a man, a leader, and what everybody heard about him, his intangibles. I think we had a chance to see a little bit what Tim can do, having a chance to play those last three games. You know, obviously, with not a lot of time, practice time leading up to that, it was rare, tough to be sharp. But I think, Tim has a lot of work to do, and he would be the first one to admit that. And we'll get into that evaluation process as we get the new coach hired. But I would tell you this, as a man, as a football player, we all agree one thing. Tim Tebow is a darn good football player. What we got to make him is a darn good quarterback. And that's what we have to figure out because, if there's anybody that's going to give himself a chance to be a darn good quarterback or a great quarterback, it's going to be Tim Tebow, because that's how devoted he is to it and how important it is for him to be a great football player. And I will tell you this, he loves the Denver Broncos. I've had a chance to talk with him, and he's everything about what we like in a football player as a Denver Bronco. So I look forward to meeting with Tim, and obviously there's a lot of work to do, but we'll get that evaluation as we move forward. No, it hasn't been made. I think that, we have to – that's one thing. The head coach is going to be in charge of that football team, and he's going to be – he's going to run that football team. And so, obviously, we'll have plenty of conversations. And, he'll have his opinion, I'm sure, on Tim and whether they've studied him or not until they get through the interview process. But understand the situation that we are in with Tim, as well as the other quarterbacks we do have. And so there's going to be a lot of discussions with that, we'll get to the bottom of that, and whether is Tim ready to go right now? He's had three games under his belt. I think that with some film study there, whether he's ready to go right now or not, I think that's still in question.
How would it affect your decision in hiring a coach if the coach says, "I don't think Tebow's the right guy to be a quarterback"?
I don't think a coach is going to say that. Yeah. To be dead honest with you, I don't think he'll come in there. Everyone's aware of what Tim Tebow's about. And so I think that there's still a question. Obviously, you have guys way over here that say there's no way. You have guys over here that think, there's really not a lot of guys in the middle. But I think that anybody that comes in here and knows and going to be around Tim Tebow is going to understand that this guy is something special as a man and a person and willing to work with him to give him that opportunity to be the player that he wants. So I don't believe that anyone's going to come over and say, "I don't want Tim Tebow." And if they do, then maybe they're not the right guy for the job.
John, in the early 80s, when you were the top pick out of Stanford, you rebelled a little against NFL orthodoxy. Now with the pending labor dispute, some of it involves contracts for top picks like you were. Are your sympathies with players or with management?
They're on both sides, and really my sympathies go with the NFL as a whole and with the fans as a whole, and I'm hopeful that we can get they can get that solved, and there's no work stoppage, and we can go through with the season and the off season as it may be, but that is a situation that's not good for anybody, so obviously I would like to get it straightened away. I mean, I think that when I came in there was no weight scale, Of course, the wages weren't nearly what they are now, but I understand both sides and where both sides are coming from, and I'm hopeful that it gets worked out.
Do you want to keep Champ
Bailey here? Yeah, and I think that's, obviously Champ has been a great player for a long time. He's loved the Denver Broncos. He'd love to stay here, and I like Champ Bailey. He's a guy that I know if I was under center and I'd looked out there and saw 24 out there, I would want to go the other way like everybody has. And so, he's been a great player for the Broncos. Obviously, that's something that we're going to have to sit down with Brian and the new head coach, find out where we are, and make that decision. But you know, Champ's been a great player for the Broncos, and you know, he was a guy that you know, gave his all for the Broncos.
Have you maintained discussions with Harbaugh since you saw him at the Orange Bowl?
I have not. Not yet. We're going to put a call into him and see where he's fallen, and hopefully we get that done today or today or tomorrow and find out exactly where he is. Obviously, he just got back from the Orange Bowl. I think they got back yesterday, and he had some different things that he had to do. So we do have a call into him, and I do have a call into him, and so hope to hear back and see what directions he's going to go. You know, I think Eric did a great, fantastic job. I will tell you this. I've been in that situation. We were in that situation one time where we were 5-11, and that is very, very difficult. Not that we didn't have a coaching change, but been in a situation where kind of all hope has been given up and you're kind of playing out the season. And I think for that in that situation where Eric came in, he did a super job. I met with Eric the whole morning going over personnel. And I really liked Eric a lot and understood the respect that the players have for Eric.
John, to the extent that there's skepticism nationally about this move, it has to do with the fact that you don't have any experience as an NFL executive, and yet you're starting at the very top. You mentioned the similarity of your feeling 27 years ago. Do you feel like a rookie in this
job? Sure, I've got a lot to learn, but I also believe that with my upbringing, having been in a football family for as long with my dad, the conversations I had with him, I think playing in the league for 16 years is, you know, understanding what the NFL is all about, understanding, having played my 16 years in Denver, understanding the relationship that the Broncos have with their fans. And I think that, you know, the experience that I got in the Arena League, that was important. I started that thing, I was a first employee, and I started out from the ground up, did that for 6 years. Now, granted, as I said, it's not the NFL, but it is good front office experience. As I go back and what I said earlier, I know what I don't know, and I'm really good, and I think that we're really good as an organization to get great people around us, and great people around me, and great people in this organization, and that's really what's going to make. So the inexperience that I do have, I plan on eradicating that as soon as possible and getting there and going to work. I'm looking forward to start it today at 7:30, and this, it's the way it's going to be from here on out. So I believe I'm a quick learner. I'll find out what I don't know as fast as I possibly can. But obviously, time heals a lot of the inexperience, and I'm looking forward to spending that time.
John, that's when Davis traded away football players. He gutted the roster. How do you look at this roster now going forward? You played on Super Bowl teams. You know talent. How do you look at the Broncos?
Well, I think we're better in 4-12. There's no question, but there are a lot of questions there. I think there's been a lot of issues, as I said earlier, about with no continuity on the defensive side of the ball. I think there's a lot of quality football players on this roster, but it's not where it needs to be for us to do what we want to do, and that's to be competitive not only in our division but for Super Bowls. And so there's a lot of work to do there. And how that takes fold, we have to find a head coach. And then once we find that head coach, find out what he's about, the system that he likes to run on the offensive side as well as the defensive side, that we get working together and get working on our roster and figure out what the next move is. Now, you know, with the lockout pending, we still have to be ready for everything. So we got to be ready for free agency starting on March 4th. And so that's, once we get the head coach hired and assistants hired, that's what we'll be. We'll be concentrating on the free agents and then get into the draft and go from there.